Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Hey, it's your boy, So. I'm doing it for the city.
For the city, man.
Mr. Laura.
Yo, it's Willie B, and I do it for the city.
For the city.
For the city.
For your city.
For my city.
For my
for
city.
City.
For the city.
For the city.
For the
city.
For the city.
This is for you.
For the city. For
I will take you everywhere I go, scream your name on every stage.
For the city.
It's time for us to stand up and put on for the game. So ride with me on this journey. We will make this happen. We will be known. This is for the city.
I said I'm trying to be one of the greatest inside of my city. They say it's a long shot. Well, I'll point at the beat and I'll look through the scopes and I'll load up a clip and I'll murder it on spot. My plan of attack is putting the cane on the map. The rap and making an impact and watching these people react. From the South Hill to the North Side, Peaceful Valley out to the Valley, downtown 5 Mile Lincoln Heights, Gary Park, Kendall Yards, Shadow Park, East Side, Logan, Browns Edition, Hilliard, Garland District, Felony Flats, West Side. No disrespect to any Washington City, but I'm a rep, mine silly like Little Dickie does Philly, Lilac City. Put your hands up, 509, stand up. We're kicking and chilling and building relationships and showing our fans love. The way we murder this track, we should have named it Doomsday. We'll cross you up at Hoop Fest and we'll run the track like Bloomsday. No matter where you're from in this beautiful city, just scream Spokane at somebody and we gon' hustle like Nipsey. Let's get it!
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it, they know, now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know. Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly. Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Spokane is my home.
Me, Ferris, Rogers, Easton, West Valley, Lewis, and Clark. And Gonzaga, Prep, Mount Spokane, CV, Shadow Park. University, get the worst of me. My city has seen adversity, but certainly it hurts to see how they hustle the grind for the currency. This track's dope. But my city's already addicted. Bump it and listen while they drive into vision. I'm just a man on a mission. I talk about the streets, so just listen. I'm trying to put my city on the map. It's just my vision. I'm from S-P-O-K-A-N-E. We gonna rise and you will see that this right here isn't temporary. This right here's a guarantee. I'm trying to tell you people I'm working. I got that flow, man. Shout out to Willie B. Cause I'm so spoken. You can see the garbage. Feeding you to the metal goat, but if you're not from Spokane, then you probably don't even get the joke. There's some shooters inside of my city, but I ain't talking about basketball. But if you wanna talk sports, we got them Zags, they're ready to cross you all.
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it, they know, now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low, and they know, now you know. Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly. Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Spokane is my home.
This right here's the journey, and I'm ready for this adventure. But Spokane will never switch up or change up like the weather. You already know that I got soul. My city is proud, so I plot goals. You cannot stop those, and if you try to, don't hit them potholes. It's funny, these haters, they telling me I can't. But I'm from Spokane, so I can. I already told you what I was doing, proving my plan. I can take you where it's nice, or maybe where it's rough. You say that you're making that money, but that was a lie. We'll call that green bluff. Do you like sports? We got them Indians, Empire, and the Chiefs. Do you like to swim? Go to the beach. Pick out in the park if you want to eat. Better watch where you're walking. You better discount those thousand steps. Keep everything locked up, cause we got them car thefts. Hey, son, where'd you get that fade? At LQ's, local legends. Been the homie since day one. This right here's a takeover. Glass alley where it's never sober. I'm tagging like Demico, 7A, so K-Ron, Cutter, it's over.
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it, they know. Now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know.
Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly.
Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Okay, it's my home.
Good morning, and welcome to your morning cup of sports. We're changing it up here on your morning cup of sports. It's always nice to wake up in the morning to a good beat. B, good morning, sir.
Good morning, farmer. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, there he is.
Yeah.
I'm doing good, my man. I'm awake. I'm alive. I'm kicking. I got some really, really good sleep. And you know that good sleep where you wake up and you're like, am I hungover? I better not be because I didn't touch. Well, I had one beer, but you know, last night. But man, it's this morning is definitely kicking the farmer's booty. I got to get me my my cone of coffee in me today because it's gonna be a long day. I feel.
Man, I feel you on the coffee thing. I got off work and I knew I needed coffee filters. And I drove right past Walmart, right past Kroger, right past everywhere on the west, on the east side of town that I could buy coffee filters from, get all the way to, you know, my area. And I go by CVS, I go by both dollar stores, and nobody opens until 8 o'clock. Now, mind you, it's like 7:30. I'm not trying to wait. I just want to go home and sit down. So I swing by Village Pantry, a little gas station. I'm like, hey, maybe they have them because, you know, they usually sell stuff. Nope, they don't sell them anymore either. But the lady went and was like, wait a minute. I still have stock from when we were making instant coffee and gave me a nice, big, thick handful of coffee filters. I went home and I made my Wawa coffee. And no, we're not getting paid by Kona Coffee or Wawa Coffee, but it's damn good and you should try it.
Exactly. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't I hear you and I talk on the phone quite a bit, you know, after the show? If people could only hear what we talk about in the green room, you know, before the show, they'd be like, whoa, these guys are – Farmer does not sound as chipper as he does on the air, which is probably
man, we'd,
true, ladies and gentlemen.
We'd go from an R rating to an adult rating.
Yeah, in like a 2.5 seconds. But
yep.
Didn't I hear you say at one point, hey, sandwich maker, put some TP in there and make me some coffee.
I did. I said, try the toilet paper.
Man, that
man,
sounds
I was hurting
like
for some
the
coffee
butt
so
wipe
bad.
Coffee right there, bro. That sounds like the butt wipe coffee.
Well,
yeah,
I didn't want to
you
use
know,
toilet
I'm,
paper.
I'm trying to keep it PG, maybe PG-13. You know, we got some people, some new listeners listening to us from their office and you know, shout out to those people. We appreciate you, and we're going to try to keep it to a dull roar for you. You know, so you can listen to us in your office, and
no, we don't want nobody's
you know,
bosses getting mad and butt hurt.
No, definitely not. Especially if they're square. You know, you got to be a little round to listen to the Morning Cup of Sports, but. So how did your gluteus maximus coffee taste yesterday?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, we didn't try it.
Oh, didn't try it.
I was just like,
as soon as I heard that, I'm thinking, oh my god, please be clean toilet paper. Please be clean toilet paper that you're going to try this with. You know, I'm just messing with you.
You know, I was thinking I was going to try and find, like, a book in the house that's got, like, really, really thin paper. Like, you know how, like the Bibles and most religious books are, like, really, really, really thin papers?
I didn't make a
cup of coffee out of the chapter of Genesis or nothing. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're going to hell. You are so going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to hurt. Wow. So that's holy coffee, I guess, you know?
It's my cup of Proverbs in the morning.
Oh, no, the Bible thumpers just rolled over in their bed. I know it.
This is really,
anyway.
This cup of coffee is really a revelation to me.
Oh, no, I'm not awake for this yet.
I'm on fire.
Yeah, you are. You're on fire this morning. So did you see, and you being a skydiver and everything else like that, did you see that we posted on our page a dude jumped out of an aircraft without a parachute?
I did. I've seen that video quite a few times, and I'm very interested in that because he's a seasoned veteran of skydiving, and the guy, I mean, that takes some balls. And I'm sitting here like, I've skydived. Yes, you're right. I have many times, and it's not exactly the easiest thing in the world to learn how to control yourself and hit the target you need. And obviously, he had a big target. I mean, regardless of how small it looked, it was still a big ass target. But it was so impressive that he did that. And I'm not gonna lie, the first time I seen it, I was like, holy shit. And then after that, the second time I watched it, I'm like, I want to try that. And then the third time, I was like, yeah, no, never mind, I don't. And then after that, I was just like, yeah, I got to try that at some point. So I'm just in shock and awe. Every time I watch that video, it's like the first time ever seeing it. I was just like, I'm so just into it.
You know, man, I don't understand. He looked like Iron Man, you know, he just, you know, coming down. I'm like, in his helmet, in one more beep, he's going to have to pull off his oxygen mask. In the next beep, it tells him that he's going to die a horrible death if he misses the target. You know, I just, and his team is like, hey, dude, we out, man. We love you, bro. This is 1,500 feet. We pulling the ripcord, you know. You die, we'll get to you when we get to you. You know what I mean?
And
I didn't like that.
It's really crazy, though, because, like, I've seen videos, and I know they're rare, but I've seen videos where people have been skydiving and their chute doesn't open and they hit the ground. And this one guy I watched, it was like on, I forget what it was, but it was some channel on TV. They were watching, they were showing live videos and stuff. And this guy bounces off the ground from skydiving, chute never opened. And he got up and walked away. He had some bruising and a couple scratches, and that was literally it. Now, of course, I know other people are not as successful, but it has happened.
That is crazy to even think like that. I don't know. I don't like heights as it is, but I'm jumping out of a perfectly good flying aircraft that will land safely 99.9% of the time. But yet, I am going to jump out without a parachute, going from however high he was up with a team. And my team's like, hey, we're good, thank you. Pull my ripcord. Have fun dying if you miss the target. I just don't – I personally couldn't do it, man. I'm like, no, pump my brakes. Not going to happen today. Sorry.
Well – and, you know, it's funny because I go back to thinking about the video where that guy actually survived that fall. And I think it's a sheer act of karma. I bet that guy had an ex-wife that was like, I hope you die one of these days doing that. And obviously he had a moment. She got excited and he lived because, well, that's what she wanted. Because I know that if I was to wish that on my ex-wife, I know that, well, every act of anything that's a higher power would make sure that she lived just to make me unpleasant one more day.
Right.
But,
man,
hey,
it's crazy, though. It's just, I couldn't do it personally, but, you know, going that fast, and I don't know how hard or how easy it is to maneuver my ass, or, you know, my gluteus maximus would be, like, paralyzed. I'd be like, hey, it's nice to know you guys. Sayonara, my head's going to be in my feet. By the time I'm done with this, I'm going to look like a freaking accordion. They can put me in a midget box and save half price on funeral costs.
I'm more curious to how much of a mess he made in his pants after he realized what he was doing halfway down.
You know, I would guess that he probably had to change his shorts, you know, after he got done getting out of the net and, you know, hearing all the clapping, and he feels a little squishiness going on. But, hey, it's all good, man. It's gravy.
how would you like to be on a golf cart?
I was about to ask you about
three
this.
Times faster than any other golf cart around.
I was about to bring this up. Hits up to 50 miles an hour. I think we got us a new sport. It's called drifting the 18th hole. You got to do a round of golf, and when you get to the 18th hole, you have to drift and make it around three times before your opponent and then sink your putt.
You know, my man, what I was thinking with this, I could go five times faster with some dude body surfing on me chugging a beer.
While ironing. Yes, you have to be ironing. So,
right.
I'm going to issue out a challenge to all of our morning listeners here, right here on your Morning Cup of Sports. Please do us a favor. I want to see how many people of you can get into this with us. Grab your ironing board. Grab an article of clothing. Grab an iron. Put it in some random, strange place that you can think of and iron that clothing.
Lord,
take
mind.
A picture of it and post it to our page.
Oh, my mind just went completely just left field, man. Just
oh,
straight.
I already know. Oh, and if you get bonus points if there is a shark involved.
Right. Man, my wow, my mind just went completely.
Ooh, squirrel.
Yeah.
All right. So I got to bring this up because we mentioned.
Yeah,
sharks.
Reel this back in for me, please.
Sharks
because
and water.
My mind is on. No, my mind's on something completely else right now. When you said that, so
this is funny. So a man was rescued. A man was rescued on Monday in a toy dinghy. After he was seen drifting of 1 mile off of the coast of England. And So this guy, he's out in a toy dinghy. He decided he's going to go for a float. And the current kind of carried him out. And I guess he just decided that was the cool thing to do at the moment. He literally just out floating around. I've been looking around. I'm trying to get more on this story, and I'm wondering if he like got off on a boat or something, and the current carried him, or if he was just out drifting around at the right off the shore, and it just kind of carried him out a little bit, and he didn't think nothing of it. Because I do know that there was a part of it they actually had asked him what he was doing. He said I started floating out. And he said I was just having fun, so I figured why stress, and. They couldn't stress enough how important it was of what he did was messed up because of the fact that, that current could have carried him out a lot further. But, yeah, rescued a mile offshore in a dinghy, a little inflatable dinghy. Like, there's a
right.
video of it, and this guy's feet are literally hanging over. Like, he could barely fit in this thing, just chilling on a little balloon in the ocean.
With no motor.
With no motor, no nothing. Nothing. He was just chilling there. Didn't even have beer with him.
Do you think he could have done the motorcycle noise and did some kicking and motorboated his way back home or what?
I knew that was coming. I knew it was on it. He might. He just might, because I could see him in this boat.
If so be, how would that sound?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I could see him in this boat. I could see him be like, wow, I'm getting kind of far out. So then he flips over on his stomach. So he's got his he's got his chin propped up on the edge of the dinghy. And he's got his feet in the water, and he's flipping his little feet around. He's, and he... I really should do this show after working third shift. I'm too damn tired for this. I lose my mind in the morning.
I was more thinking he'd sound But if you want to go there, ring, you know, that's on you. I was thinking motorboating, like what you do in the tub.
Oh no.
You know, when you're, you know, when you're
oh no, he was,
you know,
he was
when you're like 5 or 6 and that type of thing. I wasn't thinking the motorcycle.
Oh,
he
had no way. He got lucky to get saved. He had no way to get back. He might as well pretend that he's a hardcore badass motor and just have fun with it before he withers away of dehydration or gets eaten by a shark. Plain and simple.
Right. Gotcha.
So
you know, yeah, you know, it you know, I think every morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to get B to do his motorcycle impressionation because it's funny and it's comical. And we only got one more day of the week, so I'm sure I can get him to do it one way or another. I will have management put it in his contract where on the morning cup of sports, he will have to do the what sound be one more time. There it is. Shifted for me, baby. Shift it. Come on. Do not redline.
This is almost as great as my favorite story of the day.
Okay.
So far.
Are we
so
going to get there so already? All right.
Yes, I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me have it.
All right. So a up-and-coming, pretty famous, well, she's getting their underwear model, has sadly, and in all honesty, it is kind of a sad situation, has pretty much lost her job. She's not going to be able to do it now. She was in a car, a five-car pileup, and her boobs exploded. Her boob job literally imploded. The implants imploded. So I guess it's safe to say that the airbags did deploy.
Wow.
But unfortunately, now she has to walk she needs a Zimmer frame and a walking stick. So it's kind of destroyed her career in a sense. I mean, she can, you know, she could very easily, you know, get other modeling jobs. She's pretty. She's very pretty and everything. But it just, this girl, I mean, she's kind of gorgeous, actually, but she's an underwear model, you know, and they need to be able to do, you know, they need to be able to do things. And for those of you who don't know what a Zimmer frame is, Zimmer frames are those little walkers that you see people have. She actually has to have
those
that
now.
Those
are Zimmer frames? What?
Yes.
Ah, all right.
So, and I only knew that because my buddy's mom had to have one, and I never knew what it was called, and then I found that. But here's the funny thing about it. And in a way, it kind of makes me wonder if her personality matched her name, and if so, it kind of be considered karma as well. I can't even make this up. Her name is Becky Bichner, and it's spelled just like it sounds, Bichner. Becky Bichner. So
I wonder if she's a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it'd be kind of like, you know, karma. She actually said,
you know,
recent. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, B, we are lucky to not be regulated by the FCC. I'm just saying that right now. But carry on.
She actually had to have surgery to have her implants replaced and repaired. She had to have them fixed and everything like that. And she said that they literally exploded. Like they were her boobs were like busted open and bleeding and everything. And I mean, I'm not saying that part's funny. I mean, the crash, I wouldn't hope anybody got into a crash. That shit's not cool. You know, it caused a lot of damages and potentially death. I would never wish that on anybody, but the, it's just everything else about the story, you know, the breast implants exploding and, I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
I wonder if she could do that, you know, extreme ironing.
She could. She could take up extreme ironing. I wouldn't recommend the cheese roll, but could definitely take up some ironing. She looks like a girl that might have done some oil wrestling a time or two, but.
Oh, no. No. We are not going there today, B. We are not going there today, bro. Little less oil wrestling. Let's go to this. And, you know, B-grade sports, we make up whatever B-grade sport that we want to. But I saw on Facebook that NASA is looking at hiring people to protect us against aliens. Are you serious right now? And they're paying really, really good money for civilians to protect us from aliens. Are you kidding me right now?
Hey.
I would do it, B, if I could get my iron and my vacuum.
Extreme ironing.
Extreme ironing. And extreme vacuuming, I would do it, man. I'd drop
extreme
it like an iron, you know. I would. It would be, yeah, man. To me, that's just crazy, bro. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But hey, you know, protect us from the big bad aliens, and make sure the world is safe.
Right. Now, real quick, there were no major.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's people actually listening to me talk about these aliens, and they're like, dude, you didn't mention the price. Well, I'm sorry, I apologize. The price to protect us from aliens, and also extreme ironing, and extreme vacuuming, and if you got fake titties, you're gonna pop them too while you're at it. But the price is $124,000 to $187,000 a year. This is like some Men in Black shit. I mean, Men in Black stuff.
That's not even really that impressive of a pay rate, considering the fact that there's civilians that go overseas and work jobs that actually make around that minimum right there, and sometimes more. So for you to pay them that to go overseas and work as civilian contractors, and then you're going to pay them some, I mean, that's much more than, you know, I mean, you got a little bit more responsibility, just a tad bit more responsibility there if you're protecting planet Earth from aliens. Here's my question.
Okay.
We're going to say that you are in Nebraska and an alien invasion.
Why can't I be in Washington State, bro? No. Put me in Missouri. If you can me anywhere, put me in Missouri.
I'm bringing up Nebraska for a reason, and this is going to be
funny.
No.
Damn you,
Nebraska.
I want to be in Missouri.
No.
Missouri.
Nebraska. Nebraska. Cornhusker. You're a
Cornhusker.
You're going to be a Cornhusker for 10 minutes. Man.
I don't
want
to be. I want to be in the show me state.
No.
Want them to show me.
You can move after this. Shut up. You're in Nebraska.
Biscuit eater. All right.
And I'm gonna tell you why I'm thinking Nebraska here in just a moment. But you're in Nebraska, and an alien comes in, say, Taiwan. How in the hell? We ain't got no technology that's going to get you there in a matter of minutes. So how the hell are you going to protect them? You failed at your job already, and you're not even qualified yet to work there. You're not even hired, and you've already failed. There is no way possible that they are going to sit there and hire. This is ridiculous. This is nonsense.
Why do I gotta fail? Why is this on me? I didn't do this. I didn't sign up for it.
I didn't say
in the show me state. But
it was theoretical.
Theoretical. Man.
Theoretical.
But
theoretical.
I failed already, and I've only been up for a half hour. You failed. I already failed a half hour on my Thursday. It's an epic fail already. I might as well just get back in my skivvies and go back to bed because I failed already.
Krispy Kreme's going to see her Reese's Peanut Butter Donuts.
You almost said something else. I was like, dude.
So I gotta tell you why I'm thinking Nebraska. I was watching this.
Okay.
I was watching this video on the stupidest laws in the U.S. and everything. Going back real quick for just a moment. Nobody was seriously injured in that five car accident, and They said that there was no account.
Including
nobody
Becky
drinking.
Bitchner.
Right, including Becky Bitchner, even though her tits exploded. I'd say that's pretty severe. But
Oh, hey, I have a friend that lives in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that can fix those for you. So look up your boy Farmer, and I will hook you up with a great surgeon.
I want to see the before and after photos of that. Swear to God I do.
But, so do I.
There ain't no
Snapchat
filter.
I want to play with the before and after, too. But, hey, that's me. You know, I'm a dude, right?
There is no Snapchat filter that can fix that.
I wonder if I can make that a sport.
You probably could. Oh, that is.
Oh, I know I could. Motorboating and feeling titties. Motorboating and feeling titties for my job.
In Nebraska.
Anyway, sorry.
So,
oh, damn it.
Now,
I want to
real
the
quick.
Show me state because then
shut
I
up.
Can say, hey,
shut up.
I'm
no,
in the show me
up.
State, so you need to show me them.
I'm trying to show you something, damn it. Shut up. I sent you
easy.
A picture.
Hey, I don't need to put it away. Put it
I
away,
sent you
damn
a picture.
Oh.
I sent you a picture. Shut up. Damn it. I sent you a picture of the vehicle that she was in. Now, she got, clearly
like
got, she got rear-ended like crazy, dude. That thing, I mean, her ass is now in her front. It clearly shows why her titties were imploded because the bump,
right.
The rear bumper went through her chest.
I mean, it did. And now it does look like
and the viewing,
overseas
the view,
license plate. What is it with you and stories overseas?
I don't know, but why is it the angle of this picture looks like everybody laid flowers on the car as a memorial or something?
I saw that too. It's a memorial of her pop titties.
And look, at the bottom of the picture, you could actually see her name, too, so you know I wasn't bullshitting on that. I couldn't make that up.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway,
saying,
so Nebraska.
What is with you and overseas stories, bro? We are supposed to be talking about Americans and American stupidity. But no, Brian
around the world.
Find some oil wrestling. Now he's finding women with names called Bitchner overseas. Find his own stories overseas. At least mine, I don't even know where mine was. But I'm going to say mine was in America.
Well, it could be. Now, this is about America because it's in Nebraska. All right, so I was watching this thing on the stupidest laws in the states, right? One of these laws, right. And it's an old, old law, and I still don't understand. Now, this is one of those farmer's palm is going to meet farmer's face. Really, really hard when I tell you this. It is illegal. It is illegal for whales in Nebraska. Now, take a moment, let that sink in. It is illegal to hunt for whales in Nebraska. Hey, you know who made up that law?
Who?
The great grandparents of the people who are offended today.
Oh no! You know, I could take this little law to so many different levels. You know, I love big women. I love small women. I love all women. There is somebody in Nebraska that didn't like big women, and they called them whales, bro.
Man. Hey. Like, seriously.
But I love
like,
me some big women.
Where the hell does that even come from? You can't hunt for whale. You can't hunt whale in Nebraska. Like, you've got to be the dumbest person I could ever imagine to even come up with
Maybe
something
there's
like
whales
that.
Whales in the zoo. Maybe there's whales in the zoo, and they're afraid someone's going to go fishing for them. I don't know. But here's one for you, and this one kind of hit home for me, because this is from North Dakota. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Don't you know I'm going to put you into wood chipper? Okay? And me being Native American, it kind of reaches me, it doesn't, I don't like it. But it is a law on the North Dakota books, I don't know who wrote it, that if you see a Native American on horseback or on a covered wagon, you can kill him.
Wait a minute. say that one more time, please.
Okay. In North Dakota, there's a law. If you see a Native American on a wagon or on a horse, you can kill.
What the? That is some bullshit. Like, who comes up with this shit?
I don't know. And I'm Native American. So the last time, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ride a horse in North Dakota. Screw that.
Well, here's a good one for you. Did you also know that in Nebraska, it is illegal?
What's with you in Nebraska? I told you I want to be in the Show Me State.
It is illegal in Nebraska. You're going to love this one. You're going to be disappointed, okay. And this is what's going to make you move out of Nebraska and into the Show Me State. This is what I was leading up to.
All right, Nebraska,
it is illegal for you to go over and piss in your neighbor's mouth.
I'm moving. I'm going. Well, what if you get stung by a jellyfish fishing for whale?
Well, if your leg is not made of your neighbor's mouth, I guess it's okay. I mean, they take all the fun out of shit. You can't go hunting for whales, and you can't piss in your neighbor's mouth. I mean, what's next? Oh, and it's also they've also made it illegal to have sex with a dead person.
What? You're making this up.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Which is a good thing, bro. Hey, you know, I'm all for non-bestiality, non-dead sex, you know, granted, I've had some sexual partners that were dead lays. Bada-bing, bada-boom. And I'm horrible. Anyway, so we posted a kickball game on our page.
Oh, dude, we need to get together. We need to get the Radio AFS network together and play this game.
We need somebody in the listening audience who has, you know, who's pretty, beautiful, or masculine, good, nice bodies besides me, because I'm a double love, and, you know, Brian over there is a screen, you know, screen bean, and, you know, there's nothing there. Anyway, and, you know, to videotape this so we can say your morning cup of sports actually did this. We need our fans to do this for us because, well, I'm too fat and Brian's too skinny. It just wouldn't look right. Right, B? Are you mad at me?
You know what?
I'm
kind of hurt that I'm emotionally distraught right now.
Oh, snowflake. It's okay. It's summer.
But at least you're not fat. So... in football news,
football.
I'm bringing this one up. Jared Lorenzen, okay?
Oh, an ex... because I would screw these up. If there is one thing that the passinator of the Paso Garage would say, Farmer messes up names like Brian or B messes in his pants every day.
That's right. At least four times. At least. So... Jared Lorenzen was the Giants' backup quarterback. He weighed 285 pounds, and yes, and he would actually make jokes, and he'd laugh about his status as the league's biggest player, or the league's biggest passer. Lorenzen has gone public with the fact that he now weighs 500 pounds and is planning to make a documentary about his struggles with controlling his eating and getting himself back into shape. So, yay, TV, here we go with another reality show and documentary nonsense. But,
right,
former Giants quarterback is now 500 pounds, dude.
Wow. That dude just let himself go, didn't he?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Sad.
I mean,
and then
maybe
he's going to lose all this weight and make so much money when he could have done it on his own.
Yep, and that's what he waited for. I think that's what it was. Was he got that big because he was somewhat he was in the professional league, and now he's decided, oh well, now I can get on TV and make money for it. So he's probably financially broke. His bank account's probably as empty as his waistline is big.
Right.
And so by doing this, it's going to help replenish his bank account and trim down on his waist size. So I guess as long as he doesn't go Jared from Subway, then we should be good.
Oh, ouch. That hurts. But true.
So, and
you just take
and
it to him all night, all different level today, aren't you?
I did. And in relationship news of the NFL,
you're getting married to a sandwich maker?
No, I said in the NFL, and you're gonna love this one. This is the biggest This is the biggest relationship in the NFL right now. Rob Gronkowski was asked what he's gonna get Tom Brady for his birthday.
no.
And he said,
carry on. Can't make this shit up, people.
Well, Rob Gronkowski expressed his disbelief and sadness that his quarterback is spending his last day in his 30s, and he's going to turn 40 now. He says, now there's nowhere else he wants to spend it besides the football field, but it's just unbelievable how he's turning 40, and it's just where he's at right now is just unreal, Gronkowski says. And for his birthday, he says he's getting him touchdowns. He's going to take the Patriots on his back and carry them to 19-0 this year. And it's all going to be for his love of Tom Brady. Now, if that is not one of the gayest things I've ever read in the NFL news, then I think I'm going to go ahead and resign from the Morning Cup of Sports forever. Because,
you know, my man, that does sound like the jolliest, gayest thing in the world. But it is the New England Patriots, so that doesn't surprise me. The next thing, yeah, it just, I don't under, yeah. I think I barfed in my mouth a little bit. I lost my complete thought process why you were talking about Gronkowski's utter dying love for Tom Brady.
Yeah, he literally, like, hit that quote alone. I mean, I understand he's your quarterback. I understand y'all have been a team for so long, and I understand you guys are close. But apparently they're a lot closer than what we realized because, man, there's something going on between these two guys. I'm just saying.
A little thumb in the brown eye, if you know what I'm saying.
Man, put in his plum and pulled out a 20?
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yeah, it's going to be like of a pit bull. You know, a pit bull bites you. Sticking in the woo-hoo. You know, I guess Tom Brady's the pit bull, and, you know, woo-hoo.
I mean, I just... I'm waiting for Trucker JJ to call in on that one.
I know. Effery is supposed to be the beginning of the show, not towards the end of the show. Did you miss that memo?
What was that now?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So, in the green room, B, you made me... And I wasn't quite awake, so I don't remember it. I love what I'm... the realist with you. You played me some person that sounded like he had a tear in his beer and he's crying for you, dear. So if I can have you get that baby, light the fire, kick it up, and let's talk about what this sad sop had to say. What do you say, B?
All right. Well, I was scrolling around, you know, on my morning search for everything, and I came across a video of Jay Williams talking about Kobe Bryant's insane work ethic and the message that he had received from that and the moment that it happened and everything. And I thought that, I mean, I don't know, it was a really inspiring video for me. I just what Kobe said alone, it was kind of like, wow, that's pretty damn deep, you know. And if anybody if you watch basketball – or if you're even human, you know who Kobe Bryant is, and you know how good of a player this guy is. And
I'm sorry, the only basketball player that I know is Michael Jordan.
Well, Michael Jordan, actually, also, that's another thing I was going to bring up, actually said that he would pick Kobe, he would take Kobe Bryant over LeBron James any day. So for those of you who think LeBron James is better, you still suck. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, well, if you look at it too, I mean, if you are a LeBron fan over Kobe, then you probably go for the Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady adult rated movie. But anyways,
carry on with your story.
So, anyways, this video is really inspirational. I thought it was, and I'd like to share it real quick. So I'm going to play this clip for you.
Suicide. They try to cut my wrist. Now this tattoo on my wrist.
All right, here we go.
The first time I try to commit suicide, I try to cut my wrist. Now this tattoo on my wrist that says believe, because my mother's always talked about either if you don't believe in yourself, then who's going to believe in you? And I think that was one of the benefits of being an athlete that was always overlooked, in my opinion. It forced me to work harder. You know, like I always try to outwork people, right? That's just how I made my mark. So the game was at 7. I was like, you know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This is when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Okay. This is like the championship Lakers. So now I'm going to get there at 3:00. I want to make sure I make 408 shots before I go back into the room and then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. Who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant already working out. So once I set my foot across that line, I start working out. And so I worked out for a good hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down. And, of course, I still heard the ball bounce. I looked down. I'm like, this guy's still working out? So he was working out. Like, it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got hurt. And he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing, like, game moves, you know? I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, oh, let's see how long this goes. Let's get up there and watch. Another 25 minutes. And he got done. He's okay. I think that's it enough. Go play, you know, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us. Okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game is over, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. and I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
Wow.
You inspire me to be better.
Right.
And it was the first time I started to see this level of competitiveness where I said, I need to start doing more.
Right.
Wow. But you never get better if you're not willing to put in the time. And basketball is very similar to the game of life. There's going to be ups and downs. It's not always going to be easy. There are going to be challenges. There's still going to be curveballs thrown at me. But if you put in the work and you constantly put in the work, that's the only way you're going to grow.
All right.
I gotta get that tear out of my eye.
Shut up.
Oh. Oh, I'm so motivated.
Man, shut up. I was motivated, damn it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm done with you.
I can't
deal with
you. I can't believe on my wrist. I can't believe on my wrist. That, and on the other wrist, it says, you suck. Believe you suck. Believe you suck. Are you feeling all right today, man? Are you doing good?
I liked it because of what Kobe says, damn it. It had a meaning to it, okay? It motivates you. It's motivating, and if anybody can motivate somebody, if you can't listen to somebody, like Kobe Bryant, who's gone through a lot of shit and not be motivated by something that he's done to be one of the best players in the history of the game, then you are horrible. You're on the Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady train.
Wait a minute now. No. I am not on that. I'm not on that boat. But, you know, we're coming to the end here, and I have missed every day today because, A, we missed Monday because, well, effery happened. Tuesday, Trucker JJ happened. Wednesday, Trucker JJ happened. Where is Trucker JJ? I was like, dude, I'm going to get you on the banner. I'm going to get you on the moniker. But, no, he must be in the chicken coop playing with the chickens. Anyway, Trucker JJ happened yesterday. Today is Thursday. And we have not had a B-grade sport from out of this country, because that's usually where you find them. So I want to hear B's B-grade sport.
Well, I'm going to have to chalk this one up simply to we posted it on our page. We were just talking about it a little bit ago. I am so interested in this. I need to do it. I want to do it. I have to do it. We're talking the slip and slide kickball. We've got to. This has got to be a sport. It just has to be. It just can't be a bunch of people having fun in the summer. This needs to be a sport. It needs to be a team game, and it needs to be something that is put out there like now.
You know, B, I built you up, man. I built you up.
You can be disappointed all you want. I don't care. I love this, okay? You know how many times I have watched this video wanting to do this? Like, I want to go buy 4 inflatable pools, and I want to buy 4 slip and slides, and I want to go slip and slide kickball. Now, granted, nobody's probably going to show up. I'd probably be playing by myself. But I don't care. No, this is my sport of the day.
But,
if you got
but,
something,
but you're used to doing that, though, so it's okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. Okay. You wanted something in America. I gave you something in America because I was already looking at something else. And you're Rob Gronkowski and me right now with the whole
no. Quit being a Colin Kaepernick now. Don't take a knee on me.
You did. Now what was this about yesterday? Oh, I'm not talking about Kaepernick no more. And then
I said you are. I said you're being one. I didn't talk about him.
You mentioned him. You said you weren't even going to mention his name until he was in the NFL.
Well, since you were being one, I had to use, you know, something that you're calling me a Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady. What's worse than that? That's a Kaepernick.
Well, there's a few things, but you could be an imploded breast implant.
Or I could be an alien Earth-safe person without being able to get in wherever they are, because I live in Nebraska.
You
got to pick Nebraska.
Hunting whales.
I'm in Nebraska.
You're in Nebraska hunting whales.
Man, you're really calling Kaepernicking me today, aren't you?
With that being said, we do have a caller real quick, actually. So.
Oh, no. Oh boy. JJ! Is it JJ?
I don't know. Good morning to you on your morning cup of sports. Who are we talking to today?
My name is Matthew.
What's up, Matthew? How you
doing,
man?
What's up, Matthew?
I'm maintaining. How y'all guys doing this morning?
Man, I'm
doing
great.
I'm kicking the dog and going to play some water kickball. How about yourself?
Oh. Well, I just have a question since y'all talk about sports. What do y'all think about –
Well, did we really today? But okay. Go ahead.
What do y'all think about Tiger Woods, and do you ever think it would be another Tiger Woods golfer?
Well,
go ahead, B.
I don't know. I mean, we've seen a lot of good golfers. We've seen a lot of good golfers out since during Tiger Woods and after Tiger Woods. I don't know if anybody will ever I don't think anybody will ever have the same style he did. I mean, there was something about him that, you know, you just kind of learned to love. There was something about him, and it wasn't just his best play. You know, he was different. As of right now, I forget her name, the little Korean girl. She was like, she started coming up like 14 years old. I can't remember her name. I think, honestly, I think she will definitely pass Tiger Woods. I mean, we've got,
Put the crack pipe down.
No, I'm being serious. I seriously think.
I think that he might come back. Not just that, but, you know, I think, not cutting you off, but I think you can play golf until you're 6 years old. You not might be able to reach that status like Tiger and Jack and Phil Mickelson. But is there an age limit where you can play golf? I've been playing since 2002, and my handicap is 64. But, walking and all that on your back and all that good stuff, it really tears your back up if you're not really careful.
Oh, yeah.
Swinging all that stuff.
Oh, but yeah. You
can, anybody out there can play, and, so it's really not that hard. It's not really a mad thing. It's like when you sweep every day, it's like a golf club, When you sweep, it's like a golf club. You learn how to hit that that golf ball and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well,
and Matt, hold on, B. You got to say some chicks can be better than Tiger Woods. And
well, we're
you
talking
were
golf,
Gronkowski
just,
and Tom Brady. All right?
Yeah, but we're talking
you
golf,
a,
not just balls. Okay, so this isn't your
right.
area.
Anyway, you're a dick set. Anyway, here's what I feel. I don't think. I think maybe towards our latter generation, Matt, I don't know how old you are, know how old I am, but I don't think that, okay, all right. So I think maybe when I'm in my 60s, 70s, and I'm sitting in an old fogey home, there may be another Tiger Woods-esque person that comes around.
Right,
but
right.
I don't think that.
We have one
Tiger
right now.
No, we don't.
Oh, no, we don't. Bullshit, we don't. We have one right now. We have a Tiger-esque player. Now, will she make it as good as Tiger?
Well, no, that's a
I don't know.
Cougar
but she is actually
that's not
considered.
A tiger, bro. That's a cougar. That's a cougar,
is,
not a tiger.
She is actually considered. She is actually being, it's debatable and being considered the Tiger Woods of the women's game. Okay? Because if you look
Lady
at.
Lady Run. Run away Lydia, because the cheater aid is coming after you. All right, just go away.
Oh, geez, listen
in
to me.
In my eyes, like Sergio Garcia. I like Sergio Garcia. Now, do I think that he's a Tiger Woods? I like his style. I like his play. I like that he gets the crowd involved like a Tiger
right.
Woods did.
Right.
I am a Sergio Garcia fan.
Mm-hmm. I like all of them because you can learn different styles from Jack, from Roy. So when I play golf, I just don't watch Tiger. I watch all of them and the way they hit the ball, all that, because you learn from different ways of swinging, the way they hold a golf club, all that. So it's not just I think all of them bring some kind of energy to that. So
they do.
I'm
trying to remember his name. He did the spider. Every time he was looking at doing a putt, he like spidered around and crawled on his hands and knees to eyeball the hole. I can't remember his name. I just know him as Spider Dude. And I haven't seen him around. I like his style. It reminded me of like a Happy Gilmore. What I believe golf needs that one person like a John Daly or something like that to get more people involved in the sport,
exactly.
to go watch
exactly.
the sport, to go listen to the mm-hmm. sport, because for what people think is golf is hoity-toity with their thumbs in their you-know-wheres and
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing. So they really need somebody to have fun out there.
Lydia
like
Cove,
serious,
that's all I'm saying.
All at the same time.
I'm throwing that in there.
I like your show. I mean, I'm going to say this on the radio. I mean, I don't know how many people you got listening, but I'm a Tiger Woods impersonator. I've been doing it for 10 years. And
do it. I got to hear it. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I am very happy to hear, something very positive about this. You didn't say nothing negative, but a lot of times I go on talk shows and just listen to, how they talk about Tiger, they bash him, but y'all didn't say that. That means a lot. Not just for me, but I'm quite sure to a lot of Tiger fans out there, because a lot of people downgrade these celebrities. Now, I don't live in his shoes, but you get that when you walk in, when you do these events and you hear people making all kinds of comments and things like that, you kind of feel what they're going through and you wonder why they do what they do. But it's just nice to hear a radio show say different things about different golfers and things like that. And you have a good show. I've been listening to it for a while. I like the way y'all show is, so
we greatly appreciate it. We greatly appreciate
that. Well, then you really didn't listen to yesterday's show, because you wouldn't be calling, you wouldn't be talking to us right now.
I didn't listen to yesterday's show, but it's
okay,
still
don't
a good show.
Don't whatever you do, don't do it. Trust me. Keep listening from today. Don't
listen
to yesterday's show.
That's like No, that's like walking with somebody saying, don't look. Before. What are they going to do? They're going to look. You tell somebody not to look, they're going to look. You say, don't listen to the show. Now he's going to want to go back and listen.
I know he is.
So
give me Tiger. I want to hear Tiger.
I tell you what. If you go on YouTube, if you Google me, Matthew Tiger impersonator, you'll see my videos and everything else. And then I let you be the judge. That one thing about me, I don't sit there and do scandals. I don't do porn. I try to do a clean image. I mean, and people don't want to see that nowadays. But I try to be clean because there's a lot of kids out there who don't know nothing about scandal. They just want to play golf and have fun. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to sit there and ruin that man's reputation what it is already. But that's not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? I can be positive.
Hey, Matthew.
B, are you searching this right now?
I've got it on here right now. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play it. Hold on a second. Here we go. Celebrity Matthew Tiger impersonator. Do the kid. Do the kid and play.
On your morning cup of sports. On your morning cup of sports.
Dance. Hold on a second. I'm checking out here. I'm trying to find the one. Here we go. Episode 1.
Give me something.
All right, here we go.
Give it.
Oh, that was just
the
music.
Yeah, that was just music with my hat back, you know, and a golf club. But the only thing I'm saying is that, you know, you can be positive and do things for kids and all that. And it's all about the kids, really, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just making people happy, you know what I'm saying? It's not all about, doing scandal things.
You built it up.
Being negative.
Matthew,
yeah, so that's all
it
is. And you know what? And it's not about money either. It's just something that I like doing. Huh?
He crashed me, bro. B, how could you do that to me?
Man, I didn't do it. It
wasn't me.
You
Tom Brady'd me.
No. No. Don't say that.
You Tom Brady'd me.
Man, I'm really trying to find... I'm trying to find one here.
You Tom Brady'd me. Well, Matthew, we appreciate you listening to our wacky and crazy show. Call us anytime. And whatever you do, do not listen to yesterday's show. Please. It's a train wreck. Don't do it.
It was not a train wreck.
You know what? Hey, I have a radio show too, so I got an interview today, so I know how it is on the radio. So I'll give you thumbs up just to be on the radio. It's hard as it is to be on the radio, so I give you a thumbs up.
Hey, Matthew, do me a favor.
Pimp your show.
Yes.
Check out our show. Check out our show on Facebook, or check out our page on Facebook and everything. Give us a like.
Okay.
Send me a message.
Sir.
Send us a message. That way we can talk to you outside of here as well. But definitely, man, where's your show at? How can we check out your show?
Yeah, it's under Matt. If you look under Matt the Tiger, my show will pop up, the talk show, and I got an interview today at 12:30. So I'm interviewing a rapper and a singer and all that. So yeah,
nice.
I interview a lot.
What's your show called? Is there a phone number? Is there a link? You know?
Yeah, the phone number is. Where's my phone number at? I'm gonna get you in a minute.
Yeah.
I just got this new number. Yeah.
I hate new numbers.
Yeah, it's a new number I got from Blog Talk and all that. They gave me a new number. I'm sorry, guys.
Definitely, you know, look us up, man. You know, friend B on Facebook under Brian Evans, and anybody else that wants to stalk Brian, you know, stalk him on Facebook or
stalk
you know,
me.
Give us a like, my man. Yeah, stalk
okay,
him.
Okay, I definitely will, guys. I definitely will.
Yeah, stalk him because you know we are always looking for talent on the Radio AFS network. And we currently on the network don't have a golf show or a golf impersonator or anything else like that.
Are y'all fans with Fred Michaels? You know Fred Michaels? Fred Michaels?
Fred Michaels. No.
Fred Michaels? Fred Michaels?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels, the rocker.
I know who you're talking about.
I know a lot of impersonators. A lot of, like Obama, Trump impersonator. Lady Gaga. I mean, the list goes on. And they, you know, I'm quite sure they would love to come on your show.
Man.
Yes. Yeah. Send me a friend's request.
Friend request.
Send me a friend's request.
I will.
Look, I've already subscribed to your YouTube channel. So now you have to friend request
will.
Me because I'm following you.
Y'all do interviews on celebrities?
Oh, we'd love to.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
We can make it happen. We've got, the thing is,
we will make it happen.
We've got shows all over the network that would love to have them on their different show, multiple shows and stuff.
Wow, that is a blessing. That's
I'm
a
telling
blessing.
You, you've got to message us.
Yeah,
okay, I will. I got you.
All right.
I got you. I got you. I got you. I promise you that.
All right,
yes,
Matthew.
I will.
Dude, it's all been right. A pleasure. It's always fun networking, and you have a blessed day, sir.
Yes, sir. You too, sir.
All right.
Good night.
All right, B, we ran over, but it's your morning cup of sports. It's the spillover show right now. Hey, that could be a new show. Anyway, just remember, who's the cream? Who's the sugar? And Brian likes, and Brian likes Rob Gronkowski. I'm out.
Catch y'all tomorrow.